This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program of For a Better Life. I am Beta at your service. And in this episode, again, we're going to talk about something really controversial and important for having a better life. In this episode, we're going to talk about something which actually one of the qualities of Allah Himself and one of the qualities that we have to try to achieve in this world in order to have a better life, which is justice. You know, there is this actually beautiful point that there's this beautiful question that why was justice selected among all of the qualities that God has considered to be a principle of religion? Because as you know, in Islamic principles, we have five principles, that one of these principles is the God's justice. In this study, actually, before anything else, this point must be made clear as to why the great Lama considered justice one of God's qualities to be a principle among the five pillars of religion, as I told you. So, as you know, there are many qualities for God, like, I don't know, Alim, which is knower, powerful, Qadir, or wise, like Hakim, merciful, Rahman, and so many other qualities. But why justice is this much highlighted? At first, I want your attention to actually be paid on this part of our episode. What is justice? Justice contains two varying meanings. The first one is the extensive meaning of this word, just as we have said, is to put everything in its place. In other words, it is being in balance, actually. This meaning or sense of justice rules over the entire created universe. And in the galaxies, within an atom, in physical concept of world, in biological studying and researches, we can see this beautiful balance that is one of the meaning of justice. And another thing, and another meaning of justice, is the following of individual rights, and the point opposite is oppression. In the sense of taking the rights of someone and giving them exclusively to others, or to take away someone's right, give them to another, to discriminate in the sense that some people are given the rights and others are not. It is clear that the second meaning is a particular one, and the first one is general. And it should be noted that both meanings are truthful in relation to God, even though the second meaning will be more emphasized here. Because as you know, one of the problems that we are facing in modern world is exactly the lack of justice in the second concept that I elaborated for you. I mean, in the meaning of giving someone the right that they deserve. So, the meaning of God's justice is not to remove the rights of a person, nor give the rights of one to another, nor to discriminate between people. Okay? He is just in all sense of the word, and the reasons or proof of his justice will be mentioned actually in the other parts of the episode. So let's keep our episode here, go for a short break, then we're gonna come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh.
All I need to be all
so
I can
be,
and I know that you see how much you need to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program For a Better Life. Up to here, we were talking about one of the most important qualities, which is considered as one of the principles of Islamic pillars. And I told you some reasons, some cause of this actually important issue. And then we elaborated two important meanings of justice. And as I told you, justice in both meanings are true for God, but in our own world, this second meaning is more highlighted and emphasized. But another point which I want to mention, which I think is really important to differentiate and to be aware of, is the difference between justice and equality. Another so important point which should be pointed out in this episode that sometimes actually justice is confused with equality. And it seems that the meaning of justice is that equality should be maintained, whereas this is not so. You know, equality is not a condition for justice. Rather, rights and priorities must be considered. As an example, justice in a classroom of students is not that they all receive equal grades. And justice between two workers is not that they receive equal amount of payment. So there is a vast difference between the meaning of justice and equality. And unfortunately, some people feel like, okay, you know, if we can find justice in God, why all of the people in this world are not in the same grade in the same place? This is exactly the same thing I'm mentioning. Justice is not about being all the same. It's about the priorities. It's about, do you deserve a thing? And this is why we have to consider this into account in everyday life, that sometimes equality is not the right way to go through. In order for a better life, we have to consider this fact that sometimes you have to do different things, you have to act differently, you have to divide differently, and then you can actually define the meaning of balance and justice in your own life. So, as we're talking about justice and not equality, then I think we have to go for a short break, and then we're going to come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, be with me all the way. Yeah. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio For a Better Life. We were talking about the differences between justice and equality. And let me give you the last example in this concept, that in the world of nature, even when we go and seek the knowledge of this world, beautiful world of creation, also justice in the extensive sense means just this. If the heart of a whale, which weighs one ton, be compared to the heart of a sparrow, which is perhaps not more than 1 gram in weight, if they were equal, there would be no justice. And if the roots of a very tall tree were equal to the roots of a small plant, this is not justice, and it's equivalent to oppression. Justice is that every creature receives its rights in proportion to its abilities. So sometimes you just look around yourself and you feel like, okay, if justice means everybody should have their own rights in proportion to its abilities, why so that I'm so capable of doing this and doing that, and in this actually level of living, I'm not satisfied. What should I do? What does that mean? Is it actually justice? I have to answer this question like, no, it's not like that. Sometimes you see yourself as a superior creature. You are so proud of yourself. You're so sure of yourself, which is not true. I mean, sometimes this feeling of pride will make your eyes blind, will make your ears deaf. And this is the time that you have to go and search more knowledge about yourself and about the world of creation, as I told you in this episode. The goal at last is no more about ourselves. And the way to do that is no more about nature, about the creator and the world of creation. And just looking at examples, if we were all equal, it was the same as oppression. And this paradoxical content actually is really beautiful. So Up to here, actually, we elaborated the meaning of justice, the difference between justice and equality, and why is it so important to differentiate between these two, and about self-satisfaction at the end that we talked. That you have to be satisfied, but it doesn't mean that you have to stop trying. There is a long road for everyone in this life to achieve a better life. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.